Good morning. We're here today with Andy Sampson, Community Director, and Jen Miller, Community Service Director of Team Red, White, and Blue Fredericksburg. Good morning, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First, we're just going to start with who or what is Team Red, White, and Blue Fredericksburg?
Team Red, White, and Blue is a community-based organization whose mission is to enrich the lives of veterans by connecting them to their community through physical and social activity. Our main points are that we're local, consistent, and inclusive, meaning that we welcome anybody and everybody. Team Red, White, and Blue started in 2010 and initially catered to just wounded veterans, but since has evolved into a more family-friendly atmosphere. Any veteran that served, any civilian in the community, community affiliates, like I said, everybody that's involved locally.
And did it start as a national organization?
It did.
And then how did Fredericksburg come about getting its own group? Because I know that you had to do certain things.
Our predecessors did a very, very wonderful job at starting this from the ground up. D.C. has a chapter, and Richmond has a chapter, and as we know, they're relatively close in proximity, but not easy to get to during the week.
Especially for us here in Fredericksburg,
especially for commuters, yes. So basically, we decided that something needed to happen here. We have a great local population of veterans in this area specifically, a high population, that weren't getting the benefits of making it up to D.C. or making it to Richmond. So the Fredericksburg community started in, I want to say, early 2013.
Yes, I think that's right.
And it's just grown tremendously since then. I mean, it helps to have Dahlgren Naval Base and Quantico Marine Corps Base nearby to help, gather membership or gather people, gather awareness.
And that's why this area has such a large veteran
absolutely.
Community is because of that, and people also retiring after being in the military.
That's correct.
Now, Team Red, White, and Blue, though, one thing I learned about it, it's not just for veterans. It has a specific purpose beyond just veterans.
That's correct. Sometimes there can be a divide between military communities and civilians. And one thing that Team Red, White, and Blue does extremely well is bridging that divide at the local level. One thing that I like to make clear at most of our events, especially to our civilian members in the team, is that everyone's equally important. Nobody is on a higher level than anybody else, and we're all in this together. Anybody who wants to support the military community, civilians, veterans, military families, or current service members, we're open to everybody. And so far, it's been great.
Now, the two of you are veterans. Is that correct?
Yes.
Andy, did you serve?
I'm a Marine Corps veteran.
And I'm an Army veteran.
And have you personally found it difficult to reconnect with civilians once you're out of the military? Is that what first drew you to Team Red, White, and Blue?
That's a good story. We each talked about, before we came in, we talked about why we joined RWB initially. And for me, it had been a long time since I had been in the Army, so it wasn't that initial separation from the military. But I really wanted to have a community of people that I could count on and people to have social activities with and also exercise. And that's something that I missed from the military, having that, always having the opportunity to be with friends or to be around friends, but also the activity. And RWB provides that and so much more, so many benefits that you couldn't even imagine would be there. So it's a wonderful group. It's a family.
And for me, I departed the Marine Corps in 2004 and didn't join Team Red, White, and Blue until late 2013. So there was a pretty big gap there. Honestly, I kind of gravitated away from military communities just because of where I was living, who I was kind of associating with, hanging out with. And at that time, I thought it was, that's the next chapter in life. It's to move on at this point. That was in the past. Now it's, this life moving forward. But what I didn't know is that I was still missing that. Mm-hmm. And Team Red, White, and Blue just kind of fell in my lap. And it's been something that has been great ever since for me. Reconnecting with the military community, identifying with like-minded people, the physical fitness aspect is tremendously near and dear to me. So it's been a great fit.
For people like me who've never served in the military, we don't have an understanding of that military community. What are some of the attributes of that community that draw you to it?
I would say most is the camaraderie. If you're a team sports player, you know, in your younger career or whatever, you kind of have a sense of that. But in the military, I think that's even a stronger bond amongst each other. And I would say that's probably one of the biggest reasons why people join a group like this, is to get that sense back. Also a sense of purpose. Team Red, White, and Blue regains that sense of purpose with all of our members, whether it's supporting something in the local community, encouraging each other, you know, just being there for one another within these events. I think that's one of the most important things about that community, that civilians will get to see and get to participate in once they join our team.
Your sense of belonging. I think one of the biggest things is you're part of something bigger than yourself, and you're part of this group of people who accepts you and encourages you, as Andy said. That's one of our big things that we see a lot on the Facebook page, is everyone encouraging everyone else to, you know, do this thing that they want to accomplish, whether it's a historic half, you know, for the first time, which is, that's what I'm going to do. And that's because everybody has been so supportive with me to start running again. And things like this happen all the time with our members. I see it all the time.
What do civilians gain by joining Team Red, White, and Blue? What do they bring to the table, so to speak?
I would say that civilians, they play an important role in just kind of allowing the military veterans to kind of associate or assimilate with them. You know, every veteran kind of has to figure out where they fit back in society. So I think civilians do a good job of really showing them what's there, what's available. most of our civilians have somewhat of a military background, so they have some idea, because this is a very veteran-centric community here. But I think each has its own strengths. And I think the civilians pretty much bring that sense of community to the veterans, which is important.
I'm hearing you say that there, when you said that as a veteran coming back and trying to fit into society, that is surprising to me, because I never even thought that there was a gap coming back. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
As far as the gap there, everybody has their own story,
right.
Has their own experience. It could be something as simple as just establishing yourself in a new community and not knowing anybody. So depending on the circumstance, I think that Team Red, White, and Blue does a good job of just welcoming people in and giving them a support network, whereas they may not have one already. It could be just that they're relocating and don't know anybody yet, or, you know, whatever experience they had in the military, it's kind of a way for us to engage them.
I'm thinking, too, and I never thought of this before, it's a job change. So you have a lot of change in your life, change
Absolutely.
Of schedule, change of job, change of location, a lot to deal with.
Absolutely.
And then you haven't been in the day-to-day, quote, civilian life. Yeah. Go ahead.
For our civilians also that join, a great example is Margaret. She's our... What's her title? Ian?
Margaret is our community outreach director.
I just think of her as our PR guru. She, when she moved here, she came here straight out of college, and she didn't know anyone, didn't have any friends, and I'm allowed to say that she had no social life. I was given permission for that. But then she, her boss encouraged her to get involved with RWB, and now she has a family here, and she is a civilian. So it's not just the military. It's not just veterans that can benefit.
And it's more than sports.
Much more than sports.
Margaret has been after me to join. And I said the other day, but Margaret, I quit running. I do other things now. And she said, it's not only about running. So tell us, what is it about?
Well, we do much more than just run. We have a variety of local athletic activities and social activities that we have on a regular schedule. Of course, running is a way that we engage our members because it's simple, it's easy, it's quick. You can meet up anywhere and go for a run, and that's an instant connection.
And I'm assuming running is very common in the military, a common sport.
It is, and some people look
a little bit. Yeah.
Yes,
some people look forward to just not doing that after they get out of the military.
But Margaret promised there was more than running, and so when we come back, you're going to tell us what more there is to Team Red, White, and Blue besides running. We're talking with Andy Sampson, Community Director, and Jen Miller, Community Service Director of Team Red, White, and Blue Fredericksburg. You're listening to Town Talk on WFVA News Talk 1230. We'll be right back. Team Red, White, and Blue Fredericksburg. That's what we're talking about today with Andy Sampson, who's the Community Director, and Jen Miller, who's the Community Service Director. Before we left for the break, we were saying that Team Red, White, and Blue is more than just running, and you're going to tell us about some of the other activities, many activities.
Many activities.
Yes, we have many activities. we're pretty busy, so it gives everyone a chance to actually find something that they want to join us with. But yes, more than running, we also cater to walkers. A lot of people who retire from the military can no longer run because of physical ailments. So we also cater to the walking community. In fact, we have a lot of families that join us. Family-friendly, kids, strollers, pets. Yeah, everybody comes out. And there's always somebody to walk with, always somebody to talk with. We make sure that nobody participates alone. It's a very team sport. We also do rucking, and for those that aren't familiar with it...
Yes, what is rucking?
Rucking is is basically hiking or walking long distances with a weighted pack.
And why would I want to do that?
I would say rucking...
I'm sorry.
We did it in the Marine Corps, but I'd say rucking is a more popular term with Army, with the Army community.
Yeah.
So it's become a popular physical fitness sport outside of the military. It's really growing in popularity, and we kind of embrace these new fitness trends within the group.
Don't forget yoga. We have yoga every Tuesday night. We have yoga. And we're fortunate enough to have Dragonfly Yoga Studio give us a free class every Tuesday night.
Is that for all Team Red, White, and Blue members?
Yes, it is. And they also welcome all veterans in addition to Team RWB.
Excellent.
And then on Thursday nights, we have an amazing cycling class at Fly Fitness Inspiration. It's a very, very fun, very, very engaging class. And you know, this one was actually brought to us by one of our members. One of our members is the one who facilitated this whole partnership with Fly Fitness Inspiration and Team Red, White, and Blue. So it's great to see not only leadership making things happen, but our members making things happen as well. In our events throughout the week, we use all local locations. Like we frequent the Canal Path. You'll see us out there on our red
right.
Eagle shirts, the Fredericksburg Battlefield, and also on the Quarry Trails.
Okay. And you're saying it's not, you know, you mentioned it's children and pets and whole families together.
Absolutely. The culture here within our community is family friendly. We have a demographically, I think our community here is a bit older, so kids are going to be involved and families are going to be involved, and it's so far it's been a great recipe for our community down here.
It's really built a lot of friendships. Also, it's wonderful to see people find each other and find people that they can socialize with outside of just our events.
And you have these regular events so that there is
consistency
yes. in meeting
Very
up.
Important.
But you also have some special events now and again, and I know there was one earlier when it was colder out that was so much fun.
There was. It was a little crazy. I remember last year I saw all the pictures of everybody jumping into the Rappahannock River, and I remember specifically Jamie, our former director, asking me, "Oh, you're going to do it, right?"
And this is in the month of February, not in the middle of summer.
Yes, so here we go, jumping into the Rappahannock River, and this year... as part of leadership, I was told, Andy, everyone is jumping in. All leadership is doing it. So this year, we all jumped into the Rappahannock River. It was 32 degrees, and Andy was wearing a lovely blue dress.
Yes.
And Andy, why were you wearing a dress?
Well, to rally the troops and get max participation, and, you know, for team building, we decided to open it up to a little challenge. If we can get enough people to sign up... Actually, my wife, Nadra, is sharing the role as community director with me. So we opened it up, and the number of people who signed up for this polar plunge determined our participation, even though we knew we were going in, and also what costume we were wearing. So it turns out that the team decided they wanted to see me in a dress.
And a wig.
So and a cape. So I was Elsa from Frozen, and Nadra was Olaf. From Frozen. So we took the plunge in costume, and it was a great time. I mean, we really had fun with that.
Have you had the dress cleaned and are preparing to wear it next year?
The dress is cleaned. It's in my closet.
Oh, my God.
It's ready for its debut next year, yes.
So now you might be scaring people away if they have to do the polar plunge. Maybe they could just, if they don't want to get in the water, come volunteer in other ways.
Absolutely, yes. Any support.
Yes.
In fact, we had a number of Eagles just come down there for moral support that didn't want to go in. And it turns out we actually had a couple that decided they were going to take the plunge. After they got there, they decided that, you know what, you guys are motivating me. I'm going to jump in the water with you.
I know. I went to take pictures for Fredericksburg today, and the energy and excitement and laughter was contagious. I almost... might think about going in.
We'll remember that for next year.
But I'll take pictures instead. So that's one of the special events. Tell us about some other special events coming up.
Well, as far as the social activities go, every Friday we have a team dinner at Jay Bryan's Tap Room.
Only the first Friday.
First Friday.
Friday.
I'm sorry, not every Friday.
Every Friday.
Every
it's
Friday
so
would be
much
awesome.
Fun.
Told him no, only the first Friday.
Yes. So first Fridays of every month.
Which is today.
We have a first Friday team dinner tonight at Jay Bryan's Tap Room downtown.
What time is that?
That starts at 6 p.m.
And you can just show up, even if you're not a member of Team Red, White, and Blue and you're interested, come show up and
come and meet us.
Come meet you all?
Absolutely.
Yep. Come and meet the team, and hopefully we get you to sign up. Sign up does not cost anything. We don't have a sign-up fee. It's You sign up, you get the newsletter. If you're a veteran, you get a free RWBB t-shirt with just the cost of shipping and handling. It's happening tonight. Back in February, we had an ice skating social, which was a huge hit. Mm-hmm. We took the team up ice skating.
Where
her eyes lit up on that. We need to pause for a minute.
Oh, I love ice skating. And where do you ice skate around here?
Prince William
Ice
Arena.
So, yeah, I grew up in northern Wisconsin where we could skate on the lakes all winter, and I miss it. So
yes.
That's why my eyes lit up.
We've got a hook.
I'm from Minnesota, so I share the same thing. Skating on the rivers and lakes was a big thing for us, too.
Although it's been a while, so I'll be rusty. Okay.
You don't forget.
I keep interrupting because these are exciting activities. So we have ice skating.
We have a lot of fun. We've done a few months ago, there was a movie that everyone went to together. So we have a lot of fun things. And often impromptu things will happen as well. You'll see somebody say, hey, I'm going to go do this. Does anybody want to join? And that happens as well. It's amazing the things that get put together. We have people who, hey, I need some help moving. And friends will show up and help. So it's interesting how extended the team has become, even from our official events.
We did a hot chocolate and dessert social at the Concert and Lights event over at Spotsylvania Town Center back in December. And not only were our members there, but we were able to meet and greet just members of the community and get the word out and show them who we were and share some hot cocoa with them and, enjoy the lights, the Christmas, feeling spirit. So that was one of the bigger events, I think, that was really, really fun for us, especially for the kids. They love stuff
like that.
And
you're doing it, like you said, it's more of a family atmosphere.
Very much.
Yeah. And you were saying earlier that you are training for the historic half.
I am.
And getting encouragement from Team Red, White, and Blue. How does that work?
Well, it was interesting. I actually watched our members of our team support someone who was doing a ruck march from Richmond up to D.C. And I watched, and I went out, and I saw what they were doing. And I was so inspired that these guys would take their time out and just support this other person who was doing this Freedom Ruck. And I felt like if they could do that, I wanted to be able to do something too. And it had been a long time since I ran, just from old injuries. But I got out, and the encouragement that I got from everyone, I would post my little tiny 2-mile run, and I would get like 50 likes and all this encouragement, and it just made me feel like I could do it. And that's what Team RWB does. Really encourages its members to push themselves and to really make it and achieve those goals.
That's Jen Miller. She's the Community Service Director of Team Red, White, and Blue. And we also have Andy Sampson, Community Director. When we come back, we're going to continue our talk about all the activities that you can participate in. I'm Susan Larson from Fredericksburg Today, and this is Town Talk on WFEA News Talk 1230. We're back talking about Team Red, White, and Blue. And with me today are Andy Sampson, Community Director, and Jen Miller, Community Service Director. Take it away. We were talking at the break about so many things that you still want to share, so
absolutely.
Go for it.
One of the things that we wanted to talk about for sure today was the Special Olympics half-court basketball championships that we were involved in a few weeks ago. We were asked to recruit volunteers within Team RWB. We ended up for the 2 days getting over 60 people from our team alone to come in and volunteer. And at first I thought it was us helping them, but those 2 days, I saw more smiles from our Eagles from Team RWB than I had ever seen before. We were given so much back from that experience, and I keep getting stories from our members of what a wonderful time it was, and they can't wait till next year, and we had a million great pictures. And we had Andy was fortunate enough to be a referee right at the last minute.
Yep.
To talk about that.
Yeah, that was an amazing experience. I've never really done a referee position for basketball. I mean, I play basketball, understand a little bit, but it was kind of intimidating to jump into that role for me. But, you know, we Team Red, White, and Blue filled in as referees on the Friday preliminary games, pretty much last minute.
And this was this all of Virginia Special Olympics, or was this?
This was the Virginia Half-Court State Championships.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what we do. You know, a lot of us have been there, done that with the last minute fill in and, you know, adjusting to the situation. So it really wasn't a big deal. But, I mean, it was such a great experience. Refereeing, it was a little bit of refereeing, a little bit of coaching, and just seeing how selfless they are on the court with each other and how much teamwork and spirit they have for one another on the team it was an amazing, inspirational thing to be part of.
Very inspiring. And the happiness every time, you know, the players would find us Friday night. I met players Friday night, and then Saturday I would see them, and they would tell me all about the games or all about the defense that they had or how they just knew they were going to win and get a medal. And it was wonderful to be around everybody and enjoy the athletes during the games.
Instant relationships,
yes. Yes.
And we also had the opportunity to announce the winners and actually award them their medals.
What was that like?
Oh, that was one of the most just heartwarming experiences I think I've ever had. Just to see the smiles on their faces, just knowing that they got a medal and that they placed, and it was just amazing. We got to interact and shake each one of their hands and just be there firsthand with them, and it was just wonderful, completely wonderful.
And it was wonderful, too, how the teams in fourth place cheered just as loud, smiled just as big as the teams in first place. It was such an experience for them, and to see that, like Andy was saying, it was their selflessness and their happiness and their joy. It was an experience, and I'm looking forward already to next year.
Yes, me too.
Is volunteering an important part of Team Red, White, and Blue?
Yes. Volunteering allows us to give back to the local community and strengthen that, you know, relationship with our local people here, local organizations, local affiliates. Mm-hmm. I think it's essential that we give back, you know, not just be given to. And it kind of shows that, you know, we're in it for the long term. We're in it to actually make a difference at the local level.
I think it's important also for veterans to have a way to give back. I mean, we are about service. That's what we're about. So I think that this is extremely important. I know personally, I feel it's very important to have an opportunity to give back to the community.
I know many people would say, but you've already given so much. And yet I hear you saying it's personally important to have the opportunity to continue to give.
Well,
it's who you are.
I think it's important. I really do. And I feel that it gives me so much more. And I think it gives each of us when we give, it gives us more than we ever could expect, you know.
So the Special Olympics was one of your big volunteer activities. What kind of other volunteer activities do you all participate in?
We volunteer at local races to provide, you know, course marshals or water tables or, you know, whatever the needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And we also participate in those same races. So it goes both ways. And we don't only, I guess, cheer for our own teammates. We cheer for anybody and everybody in the race course. And we've kind of adopted a concept down here in Fredericksburg called the wingman concept. And the wingman term is coined off of the Eagles, because we're the Team Red, White, and Blue Eagles. Okay, that's our logo. So the wingman concept is basically where we jump in on the course and help people during the real tough parts. People who you can visibly see are struggling. They may be in their mind thinking that, you know, I can't do this. We notice that, and we jump in, and we just provide them as much encouragement as we can. And we run with them as long as we need to until they find that, you know what, I have the strength and the ability to finish this race.
So do you have people stationed along the race courses at different points to watch for this?
We do, and it's not a structured situation. It's entirely up to whoever wants to participate. And typically what we do is we position ourselves along the some of the toughest parts of the course.
So they'll be helping me up Hospital Hill.
Yes. The perfect example is Hospital Hill. We will relentlessly go up and down that hill as wingmen and wingwomen, and we will help anybody and everybody who needs help getting up that hill.
Okay, for those who don't know, what is Hospital Hill?
Hospital Hill is a pretty steep a segment along the historic half race course.
And the historic half is 12 miles?
The historic half marathon is 13.1 miles.
I was a little off.
So it's one of the toughest spots on the race, and a lot of people find that hill to be a daunting part of the race, and lots of people kind of stress about it a little bit. So what we do is, you know, we show a presence out there, and we encourage as much as we can to help them, you know, get through that part of the course.
Do you know what mile that is in the course for the historic half?
I want to say that's around mile, I think it's mile 11.
So yeah. It's near the end.
It is near the end.
So you're
already taxed and, yeah, you know, mentally beaten up a little bit. So, yeah, it's important. And we have a couple other instances where this has really, really become a big thing for us. And a couple weeks ago, we participated and volunteered at the Runway 5K. In Stafford at
that
the
airport. That was at the Stafford airport.
And aside from wingmanning, we do this thing unofficially called the sweep, where we basically find the last person in the race, and we finish it with them
that
as a group.
That would be me.
We're here for you.
We did it a couple weeks ago. This woman that we picked up and finished the race with, it was her first 5K in years, and she was actually wheelchair-bound for years. So this was her first 5K coming back, and she walked it, but we walked it with her, and we crossed the finish line with her and showed her support for the entire race.
And she actually finished 11 minutes faster than she anticipated.
That's right.
You encouraged her greatly, I'm sure.
It was our honor.
Yeah.
She was amazing.
And we did the same thing back in November for the Turkey Trot on Quantico. Same thing. There was a woman who was there who had a physical disability, and we were able to finish the race with her, encouraging her the entire way.
And this past weekend at the 1775, we also had members run in the course with people wingman and finishing with the last people coming in as well.
People who are listening and they want to become involved, what do they need to do?
Well, there's two different ways to join our group. The most important and main way to join would be to go to teamrwb.org and click Join the Team, and what that will do is it will bring up a list of all the national communities and chapters, and if you're local to Fredericksburg, then you should select our icon off the map and join our team that way. And what that does is it gets you our weekly and monthly newsletter, and also if you're a veteran, you get a free Team Red, White, and Blue t-shirt. Cost is shipping and handling, that's it. But anybody can purchase shirts from the team store on the website as well. The second way is to join our Facebook group or like our Facebook page, facebook.com/teamrwbfxbg. And that's going to have all of our local consistent information about events, recurring events, big events, featured events, social events, all that stuff, volunteering opportunities. And that's facebook.com/teamrwbfxbg.
And we'll put the website and the Facebook page on WFVA's Facebook page and on Fredericksburg Today also.
Wonderful.
Now, if someone sees an activity they'd like to come to, can they just come even if they're not a member in order to become a member? Would you rather them contact you first and get all set up?
They are more than welcome to show up. We usually recognize who may be new and who's a regular. So we'll make them feel at home. We'll talk to them. We'll see what they're there for and what they expect and what they're looking for, and hopefully our team can meet their needs.
How has Team Red, White, and Blue grown since it started? It's only 2 years old, or a little bit less than 2 years old.
Our local community is.
That's right, because Team Red, White, and Blue itself is a national organization.
Yes.
And then Fredericksburg has its own, would you call it a chapter or group or whatever it's called? And there are, so if someone's listening and doesn't live in the Fredericksburg region, they can still find, look for a Team Red, White, and Blue in their area.
Absolutely. We have over 130 chapters and communities nationwide, actually worldwide. We have, as of now, about 67,000 total members nationally, and we actually grew more than 3,400 members nationally last month alone.
Wow.
So it's really, really taken off. Locally, though, we are about 500 members, 340 of which are veterans. Every major metropolitan city has some sort of RWB representation. So if you're not in Fredericksburg, we strongly suggest you reach out to the local Team Red, White, and Blue in your area and see how you can get involved.
How do you encourage civilians to join? Because they hear a lot of the lingo of the military, and yet this group is about a matchup between military and civilians to form relationships. So how do you get that word out to civilians?
I think, honestly, people see our shirts.
Really?
Yes. People see our shirts and they want to know, who are you? What is Team RWB? We get that sometimes. And it's a great opportunity to talk about what we believe and what we're about and how inclusive we are and how we want civilians to join us as well. Many of our civilians also have had family members who were military. Well, you know, their grandfather served here, or, you know, so there's some kind of tie, or they're just very supportive of the military. And we want the civilians in. It's definitely part of it.
And share again why that's important to the Team Red, White, and Blue concept, that it's not just for military members.
That's right. So we need to, because we're not in the military anymore, it's not necessary for us to isolate ourselves and only be around other veterans. In fact, we want to be part of the community, and the way to do that is to be with civilians. And an easy way is just to invite them to do some of the crazy stuff that we like to do.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And you're able then to acclimate back into civilian life after serving in a very structured military environment. And also teach us non-military a lot, too.
I think the learning goes both ways.
Yes.
I think there's ample learning potential from the civilians and from veterans alike.
We're talking about Team Red, White, and Blue Fredericksburg with Andy Sampson, who's the community director, and Jen Miller, who's the community service director. Join us when we come right back. You're listening to Town Talk on WFVA News Talk 1230. Andy Sampson and Jen Miller are here from Team Red, White, and Blue Fredericksburg. And Andy, you mentioned earlier some events that Team Red, White, and Blue hosts at Jay Bryan's Tap Room.
Yes, earlier we mentioned that we host our first Friday team dinner at Jay Bryan's Tap Room. And we're extremely thankful for them allowing our team to meet in their space. It's been a wonderful partnership with them. Our members love going to that place. It's a great atmosphere, great environment, and just an overall great time. We love it. Everybody looks forward to First Friday team dinners.
And that's in downtown Fredericksburg for someone who doesn't know.
It is.
And it's family friendly.
It is.
Our Friday dinner is family friendly, so everybody can bring their kids.
Excellent.
So on the Jay Bryan's Tap Room topic, we have an upcoming very important community race event. The Jay Bryan's Tap Room 15K on April 11th is one of our biggest, I would say, flagship events for Team Red, White, and Blue. The proceeds from the event help keep our Team Red, White, and Blue chapter going, and it's the biggest fundraiser of the year for us. We're involved 100%, whether it's being volunteering or actually running and racing the event. Jen has actually taken charge of preparing and planning our team for this event, so I'll let Jen speak a little bit about what's going on.
It's really fun to be involved, too, because you get to see, you know, where all the locations are for course marshals. And in some locations, you have to put somebody who's really loud because it's a street. You know?
Yeah.
So it's fun to know all of our members and be able to put the right person in the right place. And also, of course, the water tables are a blast for the kids. You know, families, when they bring their kids to volunteer, we put them at the water tables.
So even kids can participate.
That's right. That's right. And so if you're running and you see a young child ready to hand you some water, it's a little motivating. And I think it's wonderful for the kids to see as well.
And you've seen the children enjoy doing that.
Oh, they love it. Once you get them up out of bed, then they have a good time. Then they have a lot of fun.
And that race, again, is on April 11th.
Yes.
April 11th.
And can you still register if you want to run?
Yes. Runners are absolutely needed at this point.
Yes.
We encourage anybody and everybody who wants a fun local race. The course is amazing. You get to see the best parts of Fredericksburg. Absolutely sign up and run the race. You won't regret it. It's a great, great time.
Where does the race begin?
Downtown. We have I don't have the map, but the on the Facebook page of the race, they have the map already ready. For people to see.
So you were saying it's a great course. Is that because it's run through the downtown Fredericksburg Historic District?
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
Excellent. And that starts, that's April 11th, Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
And begins at what time?
We believe 7 o'clock.
7 a.m.
And it's all on the Facebook page and the website if you need more information.
Absolutely.
And what other activities do you have coming up?
Next month we have support for the Marine Corps Historic Half Marathon.
That's right. That's a big event here in Fredericksburg.
Huge event. We're going to be providing the same thing, both volunteers, wingman, and runners as well. So lots of our members, including Jen here, first half marathon. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it. Absolutely looking forward to it.
And when we started, we talked about the fact that you do a lot of sports activities, but there are other activities for people who want to be involved with Team Red, White, and Blue Fredericksburg, but maybe don't want to be involved in sports. So review some of those for us.
Well, the volunteering especially. I've had quite a few people who have said, I've never been to an event before, but I'd really like to volunteer. Is it okay for me to come out? Absolutely. We love to have people come out. Whatever event is going to suit them. We want them to come out. And there are a lot of opportunities. We do have a lot of activities, but between the volunteering and the social events, there are opportunities for everybody.
And the social events include the first Friday dinners.
That's one of our big recurring social events. As the weather gets warmer and we can be outside much more of the day, which is awesome.
Coming soon.
We will be having more, barbecues. We plan to have a team picnic this summer and bring back our s'mores event. So what we did last year was we would rotate a s'mores social amongst the members in Team Red, White, and Blue. Everybody would have a chance to host this at their house, and we would have a bonfire. We would make s'mores of all sorts of gourmet types of chocolates and marshmallows, and the kids loved it. So we will be bringing that back as well. and just bouncing that social event around the community.
You know, I can tell from just talking with you here face-to-face, Andy and Jen, that Team Red, White, and Blue is really key to your current life. And what has it become for you, Jen?
It's my family. It's my family. I'm not from Virginia originally, so I don't have any family here. But RWB has become my family. And the people that I've met here, the quality, the character is amazing. And I feel fortunate to be part of it. I really do. I feel honored to be part of this group of people and to see the difference that we make in the community and the bonds that are made.
So you had served in the Army for how many years?
3 years.
And then was this your last assignment? Is that how you came to Fredericksburg?
No, I moved here quite a few years ago because of a job.
Okay.
And only found RWB 2 years ago. I didn't participate much at first, but I kept going to events here and there, and Jamie learned my name, and every time she saw me, she'd give me a big smile, and that brought me back more and more and more, and before you knew it, I just, this started to become a big part of my life, and now it's huge.
And Andy, you were in the Marines?
Yes, I was.
Did you retire here in the Fredericksburg area, or how did you get here?
I departed the Marine Corps in 2004 in the D.C. area.
Okay.
But didn't move to Fredericksburg until maybe 2011. So it was a couple years after that I got involved. I was kind of already active in the running community, and running has always kind of given me a great joy. But I've also loved to spread, motivation and encouragement from running to others. I love somebody who's just starting out with their first 5K. It's such a magical time in their life, and RWB gave me a chance to kind of be part of that with a lot of different people, veterans, civilians alike. And aside from all of the team building and camaraderie, it's been a great, great time for me.
So go to Team Red, White, and Blue Fredericksburg on Facebook and on the web to learn how you can become involved in all of these great activities. I'm Susan Larson from Fredericksburg Today Online News, and you can find me on Facebook and Twitter also. Thanks for listening.